Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy has been a revelation. I mean, first of all, he just got a new contract. White Sox pitcher Lance Lynn led the way for Chicago. Sunday's 3-1 win over the Brewers, who are a really good team. He pitched six innings. He allowed one run, six hits, struck out six, and actually drove it. I saw this. He had a little base hit to right field the other way. Drove in two with a single in the second. So he's now 10-3, and his ERA of just 1.91. 1.91 for the first place Southsiders. White Sox, pretty good, as we knew they would be coming into the season. All right. Now, do you think he's fired up to join the SEC, or do you think he's a little worried about getting his head kicked in? What? Just kidding. Brian Jones, CBS Sports college football analyst. He's got a sweet wardrobe. He's got a great personality. Former linebacker, linebacker for Texas, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Jonesy, what's happening, buddy?
Listen, man, I ain't going to be out there getting my head kicked in. I never lost to those punks from Oklahoma when I was a Longhorn.
Yep.
So that being said, I see y'all got Baker Mayfield in charge of your social media, posting one of the many CeeDee Lamb touchdowns on my horns, man. That ain't cool.
There's a lot to choose from, my man.
That's Sam to it. you guys know you've been underperforming relative to your inflated view of yourself. I was going to say expectation. Because
wow.
I don't even think it's the expectation. I think it's the inflated view of yourselves.
Rough crowd, Jonesy.
I readily admit, as much as it pains me, I readily admit that they are our daddy right now.
Yeah, that's right.
They own Texas. You have to give credit where credit's due. They've done a phenomenal job.
Yep.
So I kiss their ring for now. So we'll see what happens moving forward. Hopefully Coach Sarkisian can change the lot of my Longhorns, but that's yet to be seen. Until that happens, OU runs the Big 12.
It is what it is, but I'm with you. I think that Texas is ready to ascend here. And listen, when they jump to the SEC, at this point, it's just a matter of, is it 2022? Is it 2023? We all know what's going to happen. It's my opinion, Brian, and Tiki doesn't necessarily agree, but I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I believe that Texas will ascend as a result, because a lot of the kids in the state that want to play in the SEC will now say, you know what? Wow, I could play in the SEC and play for the Horns. I'm going to do that. I think that Texas would absolutely really gain from this, and I think the Sooners would really damage them. They'll make money, but they won't be the same team. I see Texas going up, and I see the Sooners going down when this happens. What about you?
Well, as a much more famous and prestigious Longhorn likes to say, Paul Begala, I believe 100% or 50% of what you just said. Yeah, it will help to a certain degree going to the big, bad SEC. They own college football like the Sooners own my Longhorns. They are the premier conference, and the rich is going to get richer with those two sliding over to the SEC. But you look at Oklahoma, they've been in the Big 12. They've been ruling the roost in the Big 12. They've recruited well. The key is winning. I don't give a damn what conference you're in. If you win, especially if you have a brand as prominent as Texas, if they were winning, I don't think you would be able to make the statement you just made. I'm not saying it's wrong. But, yeah, it's going to help going to that league that's annually, if not playing, winning the national title. And it's always Alabama, of course. LSU a couple years ago got in that number. But that will help. But if they had been winning like Oklahoma's been winning, I think that Texas would be the Texas of old, and of course that hasn't occurred. So they sit there mired. I don't think they've won a conference championship since 2009, I mm-hmm. believe it was the last one.
Yep.
So it's been a minute, way overdue. So if you win, you know, the kids will come, and Texas, with as big a brand as that, if they had been winning, they wouldn't need to look elsewhere. Not to say they wouldn't, because Oklahoma, they're looking elsewhere, even though they are winning double digits each season.
That's true. So we're talking to Brian Jones on the shifting winds, the impending changes to college football. Jonesy, of course, 4 years in the NFL, linebacker for the Horns back in the day, and CBS Sports college football analyst with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Jonesy, you know there's a bigger picture here, and we've been talking about it. This new realignment, people think it's going to shift the four major conferences, so to be the Power Four now. They'll collectively bargain the TV rights. It's going to become like professional sports, which I think is interesting. Texas is leading the way, which I found compelling because they've been one of the, and again, I'm sorry, but they're underachieving.
Right?
But Jonesy, this is a big deal, right? It's a new world in college football, right? The NCAA is changing.
Well,
they don't have the power, but they're, like, the schools themselves are saying, you know, damn you, NCAA, I'm doing this myself, right?
Well, this train left the station a few years back, guys, when the Power Five said we want a little bit more autonomy, want to be able to give true cost of scholarships, throw the kids some money to fly their parents here and there to games. So we saw this coming a long time ago. And now, you know, just a few weeks ago, the NCAA said we want to wipe our hands of college football. Y'all can have that, and we'll just concentrate on March Madness, that big juggernaut that it is, and you guys just do – what you want with college football. It's just too tough to tame, and it is too powerful. You are correct, Tiki. And you're also correct in that regard. While Texas has been down in the number one sport, they're still the number one revenue-generating athletic department in all of college sports. So at the end of the day, as you both know, it's all about the money. It's all about the bottom line.
Yeah. Right.
And so long as you're still driving conversions and raking in the dough, people are going to listen. And that brand is still huge. It still sits there with the big boys, even though they're not winning like an Ohio State, like an Alabama, like a Georgia, like a Clemson. It's still well-respected, well-regarded, and when you've got that type of money involved, people are going to listen.
Well, listen, let's stick with the revenue aspect here, and let's move out west. USC, I read something this morning. Again, it's just a thought. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but to me, it's more than viable where the Big Ten eventually can create a West Coast pod, in essence, and you know, poach USC, and, you know, do you wind up getting UCLA? What else happens there? There's other, you know, things that need to happen or dominoes to fall. But there's only, you know, four huge brands, in my opinion, that are left. That will be the Buckeyes. They're going nowhere. Michigan's going nowhere. We know about Notre Dame's situation and USC. What is USC's fate? And by extension, what's the Pac-12's fate? We got about a minute, Jonesy, just so you know.
Wow. Yeah, well, if you remember the former commissioner, Larry Scott, he first broached this topic about super conferences when he was trying to poach Texas and also Oklahoma to come to the Pac-12 back in the day. So this he came up with the first iteration of these super conferences, and now it looks like it's going to come to fruition. That would be a big get if USC and UCLA were able to move to the Big Ten. Of course, they have that long-standing relationship in the Rose Bowl. So it wouldn't be too far-fetched. Notre Dame right now, they're essentially a de facto ACC member with all the ACC cats they have on their schedule. So yeah. I think they stay with their current partners. But I think the plate tectonics, they definitely have not stopped shifting, guys. So
yeah.
Just sit back and wait. And earlier you mentioned Texas. You know, when do they move? I think Texas and Oklahoma move sooner than later. I really do.
And agreed.
They're open to paying that huge, hefty amount of money for opting out of that television contract. They'd be upwards of $150 million, something like that. But they'll make that up in a jump going to the SEC.
Jonesy, give us 20 seconds on this before we let you go. It's over to Brian Jones, CBS Sports college football analyst, former NFL linebacker, Longhorn as well. Let's push this down the road 5 years, and I'm with you. It's definitely going to come to fruition. I told Teague 2022, Longhorns and Sooners are playing games in the SEC, if not by 2022, 2023, but it's happening soon. Let's just say real quick that Saban eventually is going to age out, eventually. In 5 years, if the Big Ten had the Buckeyes and the Wolverines and UCLA, USC, and maybe one other power. Can they rival the SEC with a depreciating Alabama squad if Alabama actually depreciates?
Dude, don't you plan any trips to Alabama after what you just said?
Just asking, not stating.
You just better shot, Tiki.
That's right. And I get down there a couple. I get down there a couple times a year. I am disassociating that myself from that comment.
But hey, but seriously, Jonesy, in 30 seconds, could it rival the SEC, a Big Ten with USC?
Oh, who knows? The landscape could, who knows where it's going to be in 5 years, in 3 years, in 2 years? We don't know. You know, I'm hoping Texas is back being Texas in 2022. So you never know. Ohio State's not that far off. I mean, they've been in the playoff, what, four times? They won the first installment of the playoff. They're not that far off.
Gotcha.
We'll see what happens with Michigan. So, yeah,
you know,
who knows?
See, that's a TV guy right there. He could tell that my gotcha was basically my way of saying, all right, buddy, pipe down. We got not that we want to bounce, not that we want you to pipe down because you're great, but we do have to go, Jonesy. Have a great great Monday. Appreciate your input, buddy. Thank you, man.
You got it. Gio knows I always run through the break.
Well, so do I, but the top of the hour, I have no choice.
Appreciate you, brother.
It's a hard out for the affiliates.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.